WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock!
I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. They misbehave, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, in the corner, you don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Thank you.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we call the show tonight Lucky Dip because I did that into a pile of shellac. Some new, some I've had a little bit, nothing I've had for ages, but some of these are rather remarkable records. And I'm very happy with some of these things. You'll find Lucky spelled two different ways, L-U-C-K-Y and capital L-U-C-K-E-Y, referring to Lucky Roberts or C. Luckieth Roberts, if you want to get fancy there. We have a couple of recordings on which he's playing, one song that he wrote, and then about three recordings in which he plays the piano. And that's remarkable because he was known to have stayed out of studios during the 78 RPM era until about 1946, except for a couple of test pressings that nobody seems to have found from 1916. But, this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. We began with Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees on the air, and indeed we are, 1933. What a sound. Leo Reisman with Lou Conrad on the vocal, Ain't Misbehavin'. Fats and Andy Razaf there, yes, 1929. And our theme, that's the crunchiest record you'll hear tonight, by the way. All the rest are, I'll have to clean that one too eventually, but the rest are polished for you. De-scratched, you might say, but not done in a nice way. And we have a lot of music, so I'm just going to shut up here and play Gene Goldcutt and his orchestra. Give me a little kiss. Will ya, huh? Thank you. Camel Walk, and that was in honor of Connecticut College, by the way. I heard some disparaging stuff about the camel. Well, camels are beautiful animals. That was Camel Walk, Art Landry and his orchestra, 1925. That was an early electric. All early electrics, this set. Before that, Ted Lewis and his band, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, 1926. Indeed, very... The only word for Ted is klezmerizing. The klezmerizing sound of Ted Lewis and his band. And George Brunis is in there, too, obviously. Before that, Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? 1926, Victor. And Spiegel Wilcox is in there somewhere. I think he's more prominent on the other side, but I don't have that here tonight. But I will play that. I will play it. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. Thanks for listening in tonight. I do appreciate it. This is a lucky dip into the pile of shellac, and there is more luck than so really lucky, actually, because this next number is Eddie Hunter with an orchestra, not an orchestral accompaniment, sounding a lot like Burt Williams, and he's singing a song called "Complainin'." It's the human thing to do. It's human. It's a human or whatever the tagline is. Well, you'll hear it on there. It's human nature to complain. I think that's correct. Alex Rogers and C. Luckieth Roberts wrote this. And this is from 1923. Sophie Tucker also recorded this, but here's Eddie Hunter. And this this came out rather nice. This is really, really amazing, amazing stuff here.
Never going to never fall into love no more. Now or never and forever, love 'em and let 'em go. They all are smart and act apart. I'm telling you what I know. But once they start and hook your heart, you never the same no more. They get you so the keenest pleasure. It causes pain. Of huff, you've got your measure. And still complain. You lose all your ambition that you had once. Don't shave or get your hair cut sometimes for months. Golden brown fried chicken has lost its class. Don't make a bit of difference if the dice don't pass, to listen to sweet music like setting into a dentist's chair. I'm the party that's from there. I know you grieve about and mope about you're loving somebody true, and then find out without a doubt somebody ain't loving you. If she was my wife to stop this strife, I'd honestly believe I'd try. Why, I'd take a knife and I'd end my life if I didn't have to die. And yet there's something keeps persuading. It could be worse. My friends could be parading behind my hoist. A hole all dug and waiting out yonder in the cemetery. Made the order just for me. Oh, no. No use in make-believing. I've done some awful grieving, but still I want the world to know. I'm never going to leave this earth until I'm forced to go. I don't want to go so far. Don't want to go away to stay where no letter can reach me. No use trying to teach me. We all want to go there, but hate to start. Yes, sir. I'd like to know where I could go to something unconsciously. Sleep off my cares just like the bears all doing their hibernate. I hear some folks keep telling jokes about love bringing ecstasy with gentle strokes to other folks, but it's pretty nigh ruining me. But running right, walking, crawling, though I'm a wreck. If mama starts calling, I'll break my neck. Right back to mama, darling, I'm a glutton for punishment. It's human nature to complain, that's all. That's all.
My hobby leaves me, I have the blues. Because it keeps me to be left here, flat here, just like a bomb on a lawn. I sit on a lawn. No woman knows if she has a traveling husband just where he goes. Unless she follows on and nails him, frails him, just like a faithful old dog. Now that old song, where have my highland laddie gone? If there's a mouthful, we never do know just where they do go, how they keep us guessing. Now isn't it distressing? I have the blues when my hubby leaves, although I wouldn't accuse. Each time he says goodbye, I get those same old left all alone again blue. Because I used to have a good time all time, every time I might roam. I said when I roam, when we first met, why we could render a duet, but now hubby sings, I won't go home till morning, never one short sand of home. Now I like I'm fond of rabbits, and I like dogs, and even goldfish. It's lucky maybe, for there's a baby grand piano coming, then I'll start a humming. I have the blues, only hubby dear can cure my terrible blues. He time he says goodbye, I get those dogs gone, left all alone again
one time, then he's never gonna do time no more. I'm just a good time, Mama Buddy. There'll be no two time, Papa, for me. Say, if he goes away, he just goes so far, cause he knows he better not go too far. Aggravating Papa don't go far with me. What for? My Papa doesn't do time, no time. And if he ever does do time, one time, then he's never gonna do time no more. Once more, I'd like to have a dime for every time he's gonna hit the floor. Once more, he'll have to get himself another little 2x4. Once more, he'll never hear them singing anymore about the Swanee Shaw. Once more, he'll find the undertaking all around his door. Believe me. If he ever does two time, one time, then he's never gonna do time no more. I'm just a good time, Mama Buddy. There'll be no two time, Papa, for me. Say, if he goes away, he just goes so far, cause he knows he better not go too far. Aggravating Papa don't go far with me. What for? My Papa doesn't two time, no time. And if he ever does two time, one time, then he's never gonna two time no more. Wah, wah, ow, ow.
What was that little bit at the end? That was amazing. Don't know where he came up with that. Just had a little tagline in there. Al Jolson. You know, he was great. He knew he was great. That was the thing. You know, you can be great and not know you're great, and but Al knew he was great, so he played it up. That was Al with Gene Radomich's orchestra, 1924. My Papa Doesn't Two Time, No Time. Before that, Marion Harris, The Left All Alone Again Blues, from a show called The Night Boat. A song by Jerome Kern and Ann Caldwell. You know, I figured a woman wrote those lyrics. It's very reminiscent, and you get some of the same things from some Dorothy Fields and whatever, but that's a very astute and acute song. It's cute and acute, I should say. Before that, Eddie Hunter, Alex Rogers, and C. Luckieth Roberts wrote Complainin'. It's Human Nature to Complain. Tell me about it. You got an hour? Well, let's just top the records now, and I'll just keep going. But that was from 1923. But we're all going to get lucky tonight, and I mean Lucky Roberts, because the middle of the show is, you'll hear three, on which Lucky Roberts is playing piano. And that's a rare treat indeed, because he was somewhat not only mic shy, but horn shy in the studio. He didn't record much, but we got him. We got him right here on Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and now here's Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lou Conrad. And this is, Well, continuing the lamentations, I don't know why. Well, this is not a lamentable show, but some of the songs are, you know. And he's Lou Conrad is, you know, he's really sad here. By the way, this is an early record on which Eddie Duchin played the piano, and you'll recognize him. You'll hear him.
Morning, though, my sweet man, I love him so, though he's mean as can be. He's the kind of a man, he's the kind of a woman like me. I'm gonna die, my sweet man should pass me by, if I die, where'd he be? He's the kind of a man, he's the kind of a woman like me. Don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? Makes my trouble double with his worries, when surely I deserve enough done. Low and low, my sweet man is gonna go, when he goes, oh Lord.
Jamboree. She couldn't keep them all looking nifty. There was just 53. She had to feed them all every single day, and there were many times when she couldn't pay. She surely felt blue in a broken down shoe. She really didn't know just what to do. One day a fairy prince went a-traveling, and so the poor old girl didn't have a thing. He raised his magic wand, and from an empty pond made a gay place of a gray place. The shoe was filled with love and merry laughter, and everyone lived happy ever after. Instead of feeling blue, just a big smile grew on the happy old woman in the shoe.
Laying by my side, fetch me that gin, son. Before tan your hide now, I can't get from this cabin.
Mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let a rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, yes, son. I'm chained. Chained to my rocking chair.
That studio couldn't possibly have contained that much talent that day. You had Bix and Bubba Miley both playing horns there. I think the Dorseys were in there too. You had Venuti and Lang. You had Bud Freeman. It was just, you know, incredible. And Hoagie singing, of course. Not that his singing was probably the least of it, but, you know, there he was. In Rockin' Chair from 1930, Hoagie Carmichael and his orchestra. But since he sang it, we'll grant him that. Before that, Ben Sullivan, Smith Ballou, vocal there. The Woman in the Shoe from 1929. And it sounds like she could have, you know, spent some time at Planned Parenthood looking things up. They finally had to foreclose on her, and she was living in a mule on the wrong side of the tracks. It was terrible. But that was, you know, that happens sometimes. And before that, sounds like her lament. You know, she's in the rocking chair now. But before that, we had Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lou Conrad on the vocal, Moanin' Low, 1929. And Libby Holman should be singing that, not a guy. That has to be Libby's song. And, of course, other people. I think Lee Morse did a nice version of that, too. But there's Lou Conrad singing a gender-bending vocal there on that recording. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and we're doing good tonight. This is a lucky dip because it's all, it's essentially a show like last week, except we've got a lucky element of Lucky Roberts and a couple of other things that are worthy of mentioning and playing. And lucky for you, here's Milton Brown and his Brownies in 1935, the St. Louis Blues.
I'll play them blues, man. Play them for the boys.
Louis Blue. car, riding on for hours through the flowers. When the passengers make room and whisper bride and groom, that's us on a bus. Two in one seat, love on every detour. You can be sure that I'll show you how it feels to honeymoon on wheels with two in one seat. Whoa, slow down. Route 27 is the nearest thing to heaven I know. Speed up. Start hitting 60 and my heart'll thump and jump. Ooh, what a bump, a son of a. Kisses intimating that we're waiting till it's time to light the lamps and head for tourist camp. That's us on a bus.
Thank you.
Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, Rosalind Marquis on the vocal. There'll be some changes made, 1935, and usually the one Decca 78 that you find of Clyde McCoy's is Sugar Blues in Tear It Down. So I was very happy to find something else that he recorded, and that's a good band side. I would never have known that was Clyde McCoy, really. I thought I was thinking a couple of other guys before that. Good sound. Good band. Always a good band. Before that, Shep Fields, very sophisticated rendering of Us on a Bus. You caught that quote to the Grand Canyon Suite on the trail, did you not? Toward the end there, Mary Jane Walsh there on the vocal, Shep and his rippling rhythm. Us on a Bus from 1936. From one of those lovely buff Bluebird 78s. Yes, indeed. We began with Milton Brown and his Brownies from 1935. Yes. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm happy to be here tonight, and I appreciate you streaming here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. I do appreciate that. And Radiola is it's a lucky show tonight, and I'm lucky to be anywhere with the amount of sleep I've been getting. But here's Eddie Hunter in 1923, recording with the elusive and legendary Lucky Roberts, C. Luckieth Roberts. Charles, actually his first name. No wonder he went by Luckieth. counterintuitive, you know. This is very poignant, and it's beautiful. I love these recordings. And you gotta love this one. Hard Times.
One time I used to couldn't eat a single bit of real fat meat. That was then. But now I figure it's a treat if I can really get to eat any meat, any time. Oh, ain't no use in saying that you can't eat this or that. Cause if things start to break and rough, and you get broke and desperate enough, hard times made a monkey eat red pepper. Most harmoniously. One time I couldn't do without my Bass's Ale and Guinness Stout. That was then. If stout was now 2 cents a quart, I'd be just 25 cents short of enough to get the stuff. Oh, ain't no use to tell me about what you can't do without, because you must admit yourself, folks leave here daily without breath. Hard times made a camel drink Sahara, most oasically. One time I used to couldn't sleep without my old air mattress seat. That was then. But now I have to figure deep whether I am going to sleep on anything, anywhere. Oh, ain't no use in bragging you can't sleep on this or that. You can sleep standing up, I found. In fact, you can sleep walking around. Hard times made a gray mule eat his harder, most relishingly. Last winter, I was quite a sport. Had a real sealskin overcoat. That was then. This winter, I have mostly been encased in nature's old sealskin. Just barely within the law. Oh, ain't no use in stalling about. You must have this and that. The only must you can't defy is that old final must die. Hard times made a pussycat eat feathers. most indefinitely. Listen to that night air. It cuts like a knife. And me with no more room than a rabbit.